A police standoff is taking place in Batavia this morning. Actually, if I'm understanding correctly, it began yesterday. With us with more from Batavia, from the Batavian, is Howard Owens. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Howard, give me the specifics. When did this incident begin, and how did it begin?
I believe it started around 1:30 or so, maybe 2 o'clock. And according to a resident that I spoke to, this is actually in a duplex. The gentleman I spoke to lives in this duplex downstairs, and a girlfriend and boyfriend were living upstairs. And the girlfriend came down and told Dave that her boyfriend had hit her in the eye, allegedly, and that he had a sword. And Dave called 911. The police responded. From what we've been told, the gentleman in the upstairs apartment started firing a pellet gun at them. So they set up a perimeter and began trying to talk him out.
And the time that you mentioned, is that from, was it 1 o'clock yesterday in the afternoon?
Yes. Yesterday afternoon, yes.
So this has been going on for some time. Give us an indication of the type of police personnel that are that we understand are in the vicinity of that situation right now.
So obviously we have Batavia PD, there have been state troopers here, sheriff's office, canines from the sheriff's office and state police and the Department of Environmental Conservation, the emergency response team for the county, which is run out of Batavia PD, was here initially. They were relieved by or assisted later in the night by the Orleans County SWAT team. And then about 3 o'clock this morning, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office sent out personnel to provide relief to law enforcement on scene and also a negotiating team and attempted to negotiate with the gentleman inside the building.
So we've seen county personnel from three different counties on the scene already helping out with this situation. So a massive amount of law enforcement personnel here. You mentioned a negotiating team involved here. Any updates on any type of progress there?
The negotiating, if you can call it that, it consists mainly of law enforcement officials yelling into to the gentleman that if he comes out, he can have a cigarette. He's asked for a beer. And at other times, there was a large segment during the night where they were yelling his name and asking him to respond to ensure that he was still safe. But they knew that he was, in fact, moving around, but they're just trying to get him to respond. And eventually he did respond. And there's been times he's yelled profanities back at the officers. At one point, he did come to the door and had an exchange. This was still during daylight hours. And used his sword, from what I've been told by the chief of police, to swing it at the canine dog that was there and try to hit the canine dog with his sword.
And a final question about this this individual that, of course, is at the center of this. Were police familiar with this individual prior to this incident?
He's been arrested three times, according to our records, if I have the name correct of the individual. And Chief Highbush said he is a known individual.
Howard Owens, obviously a huge disturbance in the city of Batavia this morning, and I do appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Have a good morning.
Howard Owens of the Batavian helping us out, covering a story in Batavia where a man is barricaded inside a home in the south side of the city and has been in place now early yesterday afternoon.